Houston composer Aaron Alon is with us here in the studio, and he also has a piece on the Music in the Aftermath of War concert this coming Sunday at the Museum of Fine Arts Houston. What aspect of the aftermath of war does your piece speak to, Aaron?
I was very interested in the psychological aftermath of war, specifically post-traumatic stress disorder, and the effect both on individuals and on a culture. I took a look at the Japanese people that are known as hibakusha, which is the Japanese term for those who survived the bombings on Hiroshima and Nagasaki. There are still, at least as of March of this year, they estimate somewhere around 211,000 people, hibakusha, still alive and living in Japan.
Wow.
These people have suffered immensely, both during the bombings and since. Some of them have dealt with a degree of social ostracism as a result of severe PTSD that they experience. Sometimes the bombings have left them both physically and mentally scarred. I started to read more about them and wanted to write a piece that captured the isolation and the quick alternation that sometimes people feel with PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, between these violent flashbacks into their past and sometimes what this writer whom I had been reading described as an icy state of numbness.
And it's a very effective and moving piece. And actually, as a performer, it's been a very different experience than listening to it. And a lot of the emotional roller coaster that Aaron describes is something that as a performer you really feel. It's a difficult piece to play. There are a lot of extended techniques. There are a lot of high shrieks and flutter tonguing, so rolling an R vigorously into the flute. Also very pale, hollow sounds. And it's honestly disturbing to play. So that side of it has also been very interesting to explore. It takes a lot of not only physical energy, but also emotional energy to play.
Our other guest, Natalie Zeldin, is the curator of the Music at the Journey of War series at the Museum of Fine Arts Houston, and now performs Hibakusha for flute solo by Aaron Alon. You're listening to The Front Row on Houston Public Radio.
Thank you.
From Houston Public Radio's George Geary Performance Studio, flutist Natalie Zeldin, the curator of the Music and the Journey of War concert series at the Museum of Fine Arts Houston, played Hibaksha for flute solo by Houston composer Aaron Alon, one of the pieces that will be presented on the third of the Music and the Journey of War concerts this Sunday at the MFAH, this particular concert called Music in the Aftermath of War. A quick but intriguing preview of this Sunday's recital. And Aaron Alon, Jason Sagabiel, and Natalie Zeldin, thanks for talking with us on the front row.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks also to our audio engineer, Todd Hulslander, who recorded Ms. Zeldin's performance of Aaron Alon's piece, Hibaksha. For the front row, I'm Bob Stevenson.
The Museum of Fine Arts Houston presents Music in the Aftermath of War, including pieces by John Harbison and Steve Reich, and our two guests, Jason Sagabiel and Aaron Alon. Flutist Natalie Zeldin curated the series and performs on the recital, which is Sunday afternoon at 2:00 at the MFAH. Tickets will be available at the door. They can also be purchased in advance through the museum's website, and you'll find a link to that at our website, thefrontrow.org.